Elijah, former offensive lineman, now on the defensive line.
Yeah, you know, they did that a while back, I think, right before I got here. And he's done some really, really good things, too. He's big, he's strong, 6'4", 295, and, you know, we're expecting him to really help us this year, you know. So he's a really good guy, and, you know, really, really excited about him. They get all the lotion on me, okay. That's been my biggest concern, is making sure that I get a good night's sleep, that I make it to the practice field. I don't even think about anything else. All these questions, just, you know, and that my lotion's on me so I don't get sunburn in this hot Oregon heat, direct sunlight.
Troy Dye moving from sort of the outside to the inside in the scheme. How's he adjusted? Yeah. How vocal is he? I know that's a position where he's got to shout out a lot.
Well, he's really a sharp guy, you know, and that's one reason we moved him in there, because he can handle a lot of adjustments, a lot of checks, a lot of calls. And he's done a really, really good job. I remember he played safety in high school. Then they played him at outside last year, which is really different from where he's at now. So he's really been making some really good improvements. And he's got good length, very heady ball player. He, you know, makes a lot of plays. And, you know, it's a good position for him.
About the midway point of camp, how are guys handling
that?
Is
that where we're at?
Through. Yeah.
I just kind of go day by day. You kind of lose track of everything. I don't know. I think they're doing a good job. You know, like always, you always hate hearing this because coaches are so boring, you know, when you talk to them. They say, there's some good things, there's some bad things. But really is, you know, are we ready to play a game today? No. We need this time. You know, hope we'll be ready to play in a few weeks because – we're going to play, whether you're ready or not.
You seen the energy, though, you want to see every day, even though it's kind
of most of the time, you know, at times, you know, you kind of got to, you know, trying to get them going a little bit. But you don't want to have to do that too much. You want them to get themselves going. But, you know, it's normal. I mean, I've been in this for a while, and you get to this part of the year, and, you know, guys, they don't want to keep hitting on each other. They want to, you know, they want to go play games. And same with me, you know, as a coach. You know, I don't want to practice all the time. I want to play. You know, that's why I coach, you know, get out there in the games.
Seems like some of your assistants help energize them as much as anything. Sometimes they're leading the charge in terms of energy on the sideline. Is that something you look for?
We've got a great group on that defensive room now. Keith is awesome, you know, with the safeties, Charles with corners, and Joe is, I mean, you can't beat Joe. And then, you know, we got Kwame helping us, Akaika. Those guys are just, they're really good. We got a good room, and, you know, I'm very fortunate to be around these guys. Really am.
What makes Fotu and Lamar good fits for the duck linebacker position?
Oh, they're heady ball players. They run. They've got good speed. They can run with the, you know, with receivers, and they can come off the edge without any fear. You know, so those things are really important because they'll be doing all of them.
Will you judge this defense based kind of compared to what it was last year? Do you bring in a whole new member? When you look to see,
I really don't.
Say, hey, they gave up. We're giving up less than last year. Or is it?
No.
How will you judge it?
Wins. You know, if we play good enough defense to win and get the ball back to our offense got a lot of weapons. We need to keep getting the ball back to those guys and let them perform magic, you know, because they're seeing them every day. They're tough to slow down now. I'll promise you. They got some weapons over there.
So it's your guys' job to get off the field and get them back?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, and that's – I don't think about the past. I mean, I'm just trying to get through the day. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to go through the next few hours, and I don't think about anything else. I really don't. I've never been like that.
No, you said you didn't feel like this team is ready to play a game yet, but do you feel like they're pacing in a way that they will be?
I don't know if pacing is the right word. I don't like that. Seems like a jog or something. I don't. That's what I do once in a while, very slowly. No, I think that, you know, they'll be ready to play. You know, when it's time, you know, but we're not playing today. You know, when it's time to play, they'll be ready to play. I'll believe that. I'll be surprised they're not.